So what is the Haruka Bodhi Mandala? Geshe-la's question. He says, in this context, body refers to our subtle body, our channels and drops. So we can say we have a gross body, which is what we normally refer to by body, and we have a subtle body. Within our gross body, we have a subtle body, which is channels, and within those channels, drops. You call it body, it's part of our body, but it's called subtle body because it's difficult for us to recognize. Okay? So in this context, body refers to our subtle body, our channels and drops. And mandala means an assembly of enlightened deities. Again, we use the word mandala in many ways, but here it means an assembly of enlightened deities. An assembly of enlightened deities, myself as the principal, Haruka, embracing Vativarahi, surrounded by all of the other retinue, this assembly, which is the deities in this assembly, are the nature of my subtle body. This is the important point, and we try to do, of course, the real teaching on this comes a little bit further down the book, but we think myself, Haruka, purified white indestructible drop, embracing Vajavarahi, purified red indestructible drop, surrounded in concentric circles by the deities of the five wheels. These deities, appearing enlightened deities, created through imagination, but they are the nature, this is the most important thing, Bodhi Mandala, they are the nature of my subtle body, they are the nature of my channels and drops. We have to keep this recognition throughout, otherwise we're not really doing Bodhi Mandala meditation. So Geshe says, our channels and drops are called our subtle body because they're parts of our body that are not easy to recognize. The Haruka Bodhi Mandala is the assembly of, okay, so now Geshe's explaining, it is the assembly of the imagined Haruka, ourself, generated through the power of correct imagination, the assembly of imagined Haruka, ourself, with the consort Vajavarahi, which is another name for Vajrayogini, the nature of our purified, indestructible white and red drops. So part of our subtle body is it right in our very heart chakra. Then we have these drops, the unified union of very subtle white and red drop. This becomes purified and the white drop appears as Haruka, red drop as Vajavarahi, and the being embrace indicates the union of the subtle white and red drop. So, Haruka Bodhi Mandala is the assembly of the imagined Haruka, ourself, with consort Vajavarahi, who is the same as Vajrayogini, the nature of our purified, indestructible white and red drops. And our imagined retinue, again, imagined means created through correct imagination, our imagined retinue, the heroes and heroines. So altogether there are 62 deities in Haruka Bodhi Mandala, two of whom are Haruka and Vajavarahi. Then we have 60 other deities. All of these imagined retinue, the heroes and heroines. So later somewhere, if I can remember, probably won't be able to find it. All right, why are they called heroes and heroines? The male deities in the mandala are called the heroes, female deities are called heroines. Geshe says, heroes and heroines of the five wheels are so called because they are victorious over the enemies of ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. Okay, this is our main function. To attain enlightenment, we have to abandon ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. So the heroes and heroines, they conquered ordinary appearance, They conquered ordinary conception, and they help us to do the same. So that these are true heroes. From a tantric point of view, the real obstacle, the real opponent that we have to overcome, against whom we need to be victorious, is our ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. Mistaken. To become a real enlightened being, we have to be completely free. This is their function. This is why we call them heroes and heroines. They will help us overcome, conquer. So, I still didn't finish, I'll read it again. The Haruka Body Mandala is the assembly of the imagined Haruka, ourself, with the consort Vajavarahi, the nature of our purified, indestructible white and red drops, and our imagined retinue, the heroes and heroines, the nature of our purified channels and drops. In the imagined Pure Land of Kayadra.